Video: FDNY firefighter, civilian die in 3 alarm fire in Brooklyn. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2022. An FDNY firefighter and a civilian died during a fire at a home in the Canarsie neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, on Sunday. The body of the second victim was located once the blaze was put out. Mayor Eric Adams and authorities named Timothy Klein, 31, of Ladder Company 170 as the firefighter who died, Fox 5 reported. "It gives us great pain and sorrow to announce that New York City has lost one of its bravest," Adams commented. "Timothy lost his life doing the job that we ask of him every day." In a social media post, the FDNY said Klein was a 6-year veteran of the department and was the 1,157th member to die in the line of duty. "A true hero, such bravery and selflessness. I hope his friends and family will have peace and comfort in having known and loved him," one person replied to the department's post. "Rest in peace. You were and always will be a hero," another said. The FDNY responded to the fire on Avenue North that afternoon and it was upgraded to a 3-alarm fire. Klein entered the building with a hose team to put out the blaze when the ceiling partially collapsed, killing him. Acting Chief of Department John Hodgins said firefighters worked feverishly despite very difficult conditions to reach Klein but could not get to him in time, the Fox report said. Video footage showed firefighters saluting Klein as his body, draped in an American flag, was carried out of the hospital. During the blaze, 3 additional firefighters were caught inside the building, but escaped and were later transported to a hospital. In total, 5 FDNY members suffered non-life-threatening injuries while 1 civilian received treatment at the scene. The FDNY said its most recent line-of-duty death was in February, when 33-year-old Jesse Gerhard collapsed at a firehouse and died a day after responding to a fire in Queens. His death was determined to be in the line of duty, the Fox report concluded.